Well, also something that caught my eye this week was a paper in Nature. It's by a guy at Northwestern University, Carson Lamb. What they have done is to discover a whole new way that blood vessels have got for ridding themselves of obstructions, so-called microemboli. Now, what they've done is to use a very clever imaging technique called two-photon imaging, and this means you can see actually quite deep into brain tissue. And using mice, they infuse tiny little clots or emboli, obstructions, into the blood vessels and then track where they go, and a small number of them, a few percent, lodge in small blood vessels, enabling the researchers to then say, well, how do those blood vessels deal with those obstructions? Now, something really amazing happened when they did this, because the conventional wisdom was that when a clot lodges in a blood vessel, there are various chemicals in the blood and cells that will slowly eat away at that clot and restore flow through the blood vessel. So Carson Lamb and his colleagues were really quite surprised when they did these imaging studies and found that after a couple of days, what had been a blockage inside a vessel, when they looked back, was now outside the vessel. And to find out what was going on, they took very high magnification studies through thin sections of brain tissue and blood vessels, and they found that wherever a blood clot was lodged in a vessel, the cells called endothelial cells that line the walls, the inner lining of blood vessels, those cells were sending out very thin extensions of their cytoplasm, the surface layer, the membrane of the cell, which was going round and investing, almost like a cloak, the obstruction inside the vessel. Once it was completely enclosed, the cell was then secreting something called a matrix metalloproteinase, an enzyme, which opened up a gap between it and the cell next door to it, making a hole, and the cells just effectively booted the obstruction out through the hole and into the what's called the extravascular space. They put it outside the blood vessel, and this enabled the flow to come back. Now, why this is so important is that A, we'd never appreciated this can happen before, but B, there are lots of disorders which are related to the death of nerve cells, which occur because blood flow to the brain is insufficient. Nerve cells are very, very sensitive to low blood flow and so-called hypoxia. And what's interesting is that people who have diabetes and also people who get high blood pressure have thickened blood vessels in the brain because of those two disorders. They also are more prone to developing damage to nerve cells and dementias. So one intriguing possibility is that the reason their nerve cells break down and die more readily under those conditions is because they're less good at clearing out their blood vessels via this route. So now the scientists are going to go and have a look and see whether or not this is applying in this condition, and it may also give us clues as to fresh ways to unblock blood vessels in future. So a very fruitful piece of research given how much of a problem stroke and other vascular injury sorts of things are. Dominic.